Thursday night football, the NFL's not really been any good at it, but we'll see if the high schools can do it, because it's another Thursday night game for the Bryan Vikings as they'll take on Bridgeland, and got an old friend down there as well at Bridgeland as the head coach.
Yeah, Coach Raff, you know, I've known him from when he was assistant coach. I think he came up and visited me a time or two when I was consolidated. And of course, he became a head coach at the Falls and consolidated and had a lot of success, and now he's got Bridgeland going.
Yeah, he really does. They're playing extremely well. Thursday night ball game. And Thursdays present any problems? I know you had the other Thursday game against Consol, but that was here.
Oh, it's different, but you speed things up. Of course, we don't work out on Saturdays. A lot of our kids come up and watch the video, but we don't actually work the kids out except on Thursday games. So we do have a workout on Saturday morning after a Friday game to get ready for a Thursday. So. And then you speed things up a little bit. You can't get everything in on Saturdays because we do have a lot of kids at work and travel. So it does change things quite a bit up on Monday because it's really your Tuesday, you know. And so things are sped up.
Let's talk about last week's game. You dropped the game 35-31, but a really competitive game with Langham Creek. And Langham Creek comes back, picks up the fumble, and takes it in. I think in games like that, you go back and you look at, oh, gosh, if only we'd done this here. And I think those come back. But, you know, you really started that game extremely well. That opening drive was about as impressive as you guys have looked all year.
Maybe in 2 years, you know. So we feel like we're getting there. We do feel like we're showing improvement with some of the schemes and some of our receivers. Even though the passing yards didn't show, we feel like we're going to continue to work in that area. So, yeah, it was a good feeling, and then to have two touchdowns right off the bat, that was even a better feeling. And so it even makes it tougher to have a loss when, you know, if somebody pounds you and goes in and scores and beats you at the end, you say, well, we gave it our best shot. But, you know, it was just a couple mistakes. You know, quarterback probably had the ball snapped a little late on the zoom, which we call the jet. And so it just he had to look off to get the handoff, and it just – you know, it just exploded from there, and next thing you know, they're picking the ball up and running. Like Nico said, Coach, I guess I should have just fallen on it.
Well, that's one of those things. In retrospect, you know, you can change everything. Speaking of Nico, though, early in the game, you got a field goal, first field goal you've hit in a couple of years, and my gosh, he could have kicked that thing from at least 20 yards farther out.
Oh yeah, he's got a great leg. Ball explodes off his foot, and when he's punting, it does the same thing. And so we feel like that he'll only get better and better at that. And that we do feel, even though, you know, everybody got on me about not kicking field goals in those first two big losses, probably should have. But we feel like that we're capable of anywhere from 40 to 50 yards.
Does that maybe change what you do philosophically when you get down in there, knowing you've got that as an option? Maybe you take a chance on a play that you might not take a chance on otherwise.
Yeah, certainly. You know, when the game's close, or you're trying to cut the deficit or add to a lead, it means quite a bit because you feel confident about what you're going to be able to see happen out there.
Defensively, it was kind of hit and miss. You had some real positive things on the defensive side. First of all, I thought you had a lot of big hits, a lot of things like that. You got a big fourth down stop that gave you an opportunity to come up with a victory late. While I know you wanted some more positive things to come out of the defensive side, you forced turnovers. There were some good things that happened on that side of the ball.
That's true. And, you know, and what I remember mostly about the game is that when it was fourth and one and they decided to take a chance here, we stopped them. And I thought Nick Caraway came bowling through there, big sophomore, and I think he's only going to get better. And the other kids swarmed him. And the big disappointing thing is that, yeah, we had something bad happen to us, but we had something good happen, and we had to put the ball in the end zone. You know, four-point deficit was no field goal. Could worry about that. So we had to make the calls, and that's my job to make those calls.
Well, again, disappointing from the standpoint, but a lot of things that seem like you can build off of. And you talked about that fourth down stop. Not only do they have a big running back who proved that he could carry the ball and run it pretty effectively, you dropped him for a two-yard loss on a fourth and one.
Yeah, Nick, he went a little pinch stunt. Boy, he came through it hard. He's a big 265-pounder, and he can move. And he made the play, and I hope we see a lot more of those going forward.
You know, we talk about games that are important from a playoff standpoint. I think sometimes Lance Angel's dad told me one time, I think we may overemphasize the playoffs, and we don't get away from just the pure enjoyment of the game. That's a really competitive, outstanding high school football game.
Yes, it was. And if I wouldn't been on the sidelines, I'd enjoyed watching it. So
it is a little different when you're down there and you're trying to get those victories. An opportunity to get those is you'll be at Bridgeland. You'll actually be at the Berry Center, Cy-Fair FCU Stadium. Really nice place to play. This district has got a pretty nice group of stadiums, including the one we play in at home.
Sure. It's pretty nice. And like I said, travel's good. You know, we play 7 o'clock games. I think most Thursday games down there, they play at 6:30, but they've allowed us to play at 7. So we can get down there in a hurry, smooth, and, you know, there is a little traffic once you get off Highway 6 or 290. But still, it's a great place. They treat you right. It's a lot of fun.
Richland's 4-1 on the season. They lost last week to Cy Woods, and they've really been moving the ball offensively. They got shut down a little bit last week, not by, at least by comparison, what they had been doing.
Well, I think it's evident that you know, Cy Woods has made some changes on defense, and they're playing a lot better defense than they've been. Probably, I think the coach admits that they've just playing better defense and made some changes. So I think a lot of that had to do with what Cy Woods did. And they just weren't as crisp on their passing game, which they, you know, they're pass first and run second type team, even though they've got some good runners. But, you know, they just Wegman, I guess the quarterback, just wasn't as sharp as far as throwing catchable balls.
Dale Williams, who's the former coach at head coach at Caldwell, is their defensive coordinator. And I talked to him last year prior to your game here, and he said, we're just not physically able to keep up with people. Well, they're getting to that point because their numbers are right up there with Tomball Memorial, who we saw have a really good defense.
Yeah, we know Dale knows how to coach, and the same schemes, they didn't change anything. The second half, we kind of got it going last year, hit some big plays on them. And got it rolling, but they were a little younger, didn't have seniors, and now they've got seniors, and so they don't have an excuse anymore. These kids are pretty tough.
You talked about their passing game, and Connor Wegman was not their starting quarterback last year. They made a move from that standpoint, and we thought, gosh, they got a lot of good offensive talent coming back. Maybe they got even better by making that move.
I don't think there's any doubt off the first two games. Now, that being said, the young man that was quarterback last year, he was a good player. And, who knows? We've seen other quarterback changes when we get over there. So, who knows? We may have the other young man back. I don't know.
They have some of the top receivers in the district. And you're looking down the list, and one of the names that jumps out at us is a guy by the name of Wallace. You've had a player named Wallace around here. And any relation?
Yeah, Luke's younger brother, Hunter, you know, went over to East Texas for a couple of years and played on their varsity last year. He's a junior, and he's playing receiver, and he's got 18 catches coming into this ball game, which is pretty good.
You know, Luke was a prototypical middle linebacker-type player. Mm-hmm. I don't think of middle linebackers generally being the kind of guys who become wide receivers, so I'm guessing Hunter's got a little bit different approach to the game.
Yeah. You know, Hunter was ran track coming up and was a quarterback. And so I can see him being their secondary or being a receiver or a quarterback one time. But, it's good for them. I wish he was still here.
You got a good passing attack when you took on Tomball Memorial. How different are these guys in their approach? Because they were very much a balanced team. Do they start? Does Bridgeland start with a pass? You said that that's what they want to emphasize the most.
If you go to David Radfield's practices and you watch them, and then they start running too much, he starts hollering, boring, boring. So that lets you know that he'd rather air it out than run off of that.
Sometimes I felt with Coach Radfield that it was a 7-on-7 game, and he just sort of brought some linemen in to be part of it.
You're probably right. You know, he does a good job running game too. But they're gonna keep you, you know, spread out 53 yards wide on that field and the deep, you know, what yard line you're on, you're going to have to cover all that so he can set up the run.
Yeah, some of the setting up the run is also to get the runs outside to get the runs inside as well, because they want to stretch everything sideline to sideline. You had a little trouble with the bubble screen last week. That's something you got to think you're going to see some of this week.
I imagine. And they've got part of that's in their scheme. It's not like something they got to go work on. We played it well when we played like we were coached, had some really big plays, and then we sat there passively and let it become a play that they shouldn't have. So that was pretty disappointing for us on that, because that's something we spend time on, and we just didn't play it the way we should have.
What are your thoughts about where you're sitting right now? You still got a lot of football games is still in front of you. You're in the district with an 0-2 start. Obviously, a win would mean a tremendous amount here. Where are the Vikings right now?
We better be getting better every day. And like you were talking about earlier, we're just going to enjoy the games, and we're going to see if we can keep playing and getting better and make good things happen. And if good things happen enough, then maybe we'll look up and see if we're still in the playoff race. But right now, we just got to enjoy the time we have together and playing and getting better.
Brian takes on Bridgeland tonight at Cy-Fair FCU Stadium, and we will be back to talk about that game and have the kickoff in just a moment.